Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning to our two nominees, Mr. Isaacman and Ms. Trustee. Congratulations on this nomination. Mr. Isaacman, obviously, for NASA, and Ms. Trustee for the Federal Communications Agency. First, Mr. Isaacman, nominee for the administrator of NASA, as my colleague was just saying, the space race is heating up. You will have a critical task of delivering mission critical on time and on budget challenges for the United States of America over the next 4 years to make sure that we don't lose in that space race. This includes successful execution on the Artemis program, which will take the United States back to the moon and ultimately the goal of getting to Mars, the NASA authorization bill, which Senator Cruz and I co-sponsored, strongly backs the Artemis program. It includes a lunar lander, redundancy, NASA's Space Launch SLS system, and critical to America's leadership in space, getting Americans back to the moon. The state of Washington has long been a home to aviation, but now, with over 40 companies across the state of Washington producing space-related products, we have over 2,000 employees working just on the Artemis program. So we're invested. These companies supply components for the Gateway Space Station, the Orion crew capsule, the two crewed lunar landers, the SLS heavy lift rocket, and its ground system. Beyond space exploration, NASA is also one of the world's top R&D organizations. We had a chance to talk about that in my office, about NASA's discoveries and science that are helping us with our aerospace industry overall. NASA scientists and engineers provide the crucial evidence and information to both government and industry on issues like AI, quantum, advanced aerospace materials, and next-generation manufacturing. So I know a consortium in my state standing up a tech hub has been an applicant that NASA has been very supportive of. I do have concerns as we move forward about reports in the press about where the administration will come down on investments. I hope we can talk about this today and clarify your position as it relates to these priorities for our nation. For example, in March of last month, the Wall Street Journal reported that the Trump administration was considering major changes to the Artemis program. You too have also made past statements about changes to the program. And if NASA does terminate the SLS and relies only on commercial rockets, such as SpaceX and Blue Origin New Glenn, experts say Americans won't get to the moon before the end of the decade. So a lot of scientific analysis resting on your shoulders, and then the budget capabilities to convince our colleagues to make these investments. Like the chairman, I want to win the race. I want to make sure that China doesn't beat us to Mars, and I hope that even with this recent announcements of theirs that we beat them to the moon. I strongly believe that safety and resiliency built through redundancy and innovation through competition is a key. So I would like to hear your views on that this morning. We're also seeing the administration and DOGE specifically cancel research grants to fund science agency and lay off highly skilled technical experts across the federal government. According to the news reports, NASA has confirmed an announcement by DOGE that up to $420 million in agency contracts have been canceled. So this is of a concern, sorting out how this cancellation impacts many different organizations. Meanwhile, tomorrow is the last day of work for several top NASA advisors, including the chief economist, the chief scientist, and the chief technologist. Their positions were eliminated because of the DOGE agenda. Reports indicate that the FY 2026 budget request might slash NASA's science funding by half. So, Mr. Isaacman, all of these are in the news, and we will want to understand your commitment to these issues or understanding your strategy about how you see us making these commitments to invest in science for the future. Now to Ms. Trustee. Certainly, welcome to you and your family who is here. I think you definitely outnumber the astronauts in the room, which is, we very much appreciate that. it's good to have that support, and your nomination comes at a critical time for the FCC. We want to have a communication system that is admired by the world, and we know that you're no stranger to this issue, working very diligently for Senator Wicker, both here on this committee and now on the Armed Services Committee. The FCC plays a vital role in spectrum policy management and commercial airwaves, and I've long advocated, as I said in my earlier statement, for an evidence-based system. And during the first Trump administration, the rush to auction, I think, raised some concerns. And most notably, they sold the C-band without proper FAA coordination about the impacts of aircraft altimeters, creating an unnecessary problem that almost caused flights to be grounded and slowed down the implementation of 5G. So I hope we'll hear about that issue, how you see us getting a more balanced approach in communication. Because of the FCC's influence over some of our most important institutions, including the media and the internet and providers, the FCC is an independent agency not subject to direct presidential control, but this tradition is under attack. The Trump administration is seeking to bring independent agencies like the FCC under the president's direct control. Recently, the president fired two Democratic commissioners at the Independent Federal Trade Commission without cause. So let me be clear, removing independent commissioners based on their party affiliation sets a dangerous precedent. I expect this administration will maintain a fully FCC staff with five commissioners, including two Democrats. And meanwhile, the Trump administration FCC chair has launched a series of investigations into media companies that the president doesn't like, so I was very happy to see this recent decision on holding up the AP. Very important to have a very, very competitive landscape when it comes to media and news production. The FCC should return to its longstanding role as a neutral, independent regulator, and so look forward to asking you questions about that as well today. But again, congratulations on your nomination. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.